Hello and welcome to Blocklinked Season 2, Week 1. A lot of interesting things happened throughout this week, mainly because of the fact that we just launched the server a week ago, and everyone was trying to grab as many items as possible and get in front of everyone, so they could later excel at the shopping district or whatever their goal is at the moment. The launch happened exactly on Friday, so I couldn't release the podcast back then because I would only have one day to record it, and that's just not good enough for a full podcast episode, and there wouldn't be much to talk about. So here I am releasing it after week one, which makes a lot more sense. Unless I wanted to make the first episode week zero. I also got a bunch of live footage from the launch, which I'm gonna play in just a minute. But before that, we will talk about the things that happened before the launch. It was 2 days before launch day, and I and Koodle were stressing out because we didn't actually know how to handle a launch with so many people. The Discord was pretty active, even though we only had like 25 people on it, and there wasn't really much to do, because the season hasn't started yet. We had some fun activities set up in the Discord, just so the people wouldn't get bored before 1.16 come out. But then finally, on that day, 1.16 was out, so we could actually start preparing the server. Koodle has actually already pre-generated the world before, even though it was 1.15, he just had to delete the nether now. And 3 days from then, on a Friday, we were ready for launch. So the launch, as you could just hear, has gone pretty well. I mean, like, we didn't crash the server or anything, like last season and before that season. Actually, the first crash of this season happened just 3 days afterwards, which is quite good for how bad we are at crashing the server. Right after the first few minutes of the launch, people were already trying to grab the best spot for the base and as many materials as possible. The main problem was wood, because there wasn't that much on the spawn island. There were like only 10 trees, so everyone just went to the nearest tree and just absolutely obliterated spawn. Which we are gonna have to renovate sometime if we want a shopping district there. So the first day went without incident. Everyone just went, found a spot for their base, claimed it, got a few materials, got a storage system started, went mining, etc.
Make an announcement in the thing. Make an announcement to tell people to join.
I'm currently joining, so I can't make an announcement. Koodle go, oh god,
just
the light.
Please do it! Oh my god, loads of people are joining all at once. No, please server, hold on. Yeah, if you need to be recording video, then do so now. Because it's almost time.
MCPC is doing.
I'm basically... How do you think my PC is doing?
I mean, my granddad's computer because I'm not home, but still, anyway.
I think the server's doing fine, to be honest, you know. I don't think the server's fine.
No recording for me. Can someone get replay modded and fetch me the file, maybe?
Right, is everyone ready in recording and everything?
Who's on?
Yeah.
Ready? Everyone ready? If anyone's not ready, then now's the time to say it, because it's about to happen.
Well, I can't record, so that doesn't matter.
Everyone. Okay, now everyone has pig step in their ears. Okay, right. Press the magical button.
God, turn that music box off, it's so loud.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Good.
Good button, you there ready? Ready? Everyone ready? Everyone ready?
Alright, sure. That is a massive command block creation.
It is.
Ready, just need to put my headset
someone
on.
Here doesn't know how to use command blocks clearly.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Everyone ready? Everyone's right, good. Right, I'm gonna press the button.
For the fact that we are timer. Worldwide, so you know.
Okay, I'm pressing the button.
Why is there a cow? There's a fencer down there.
Okay, I pressed the button. The timer should start. The timer should be starting. There we go.
Five, 9, 8, 7,
6.
Oh no.
5,
2, 1.
I can't even see what the flipping timer is saying anymore.
Yay. Oh no, I'm gonna die.
Why did that command not work?
Oh, ow.
And now there's tons of mobs everywhere.
We're gonna get sued, Koodle! Quick, run away! Run away,
Koodle!
We're gonna get sued!
Oh my.
Oh god,
oh my
what
god,
is
the game is dying.
The game is broken.
This is great. This is perfect.
Alright.
That went a bit wrong.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That went slightly
you know what?
Wrong.
That's good enough. That's good enough. People are gonna get killed, but that's just part of it, isn't it? I guess.
Why yeah. did you have to heat on this corner?
Okay, I just gotta go straight to where my base is.
That's all. Okay, I think everything's done. I think everyone's all right. That's it. It's we've started, and there's a billion creepers and things running around. So I got killed. I got killed.
Okay, well, wait, I did wait to make.
I should probably delete that pig step from my inventory. Huh? That's an illegal item. Oh, I should have fished a bunch of diamonds while I was creative. Right.
Nobody. All right, I'm gonna clear everyone's inventories. There we go.
No, you. I had six.
I
blocks.
Had wood. I had wood. Come on. I just made a boat.
Dude, we hate
that.
Well,
at least I got to keep my sword. It was
Yo,
still in the crafting
Kai.
Table.
Wait. So you mean I could have just dropped diamonds onto the ground?
I'm ending it now because my computer is dying.
Alright, so I'm probably just gonna go claim my base spot and then stop playing because the lag is unreal.
Okay, just gonna grab three boots.
Why am I not home?
It's not even the- I don't think the lag's even the server, I think it's just 1.16, you know?
Yeah
there isn't any block lag or
something.
Anything.
We might
full
need
on
something
everyone's...
for performance, you know?
Okay, it's just everyone's just computer's just crying at the same time.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
How?
Alright, now the problem here is, I don't know
how. Who's got an iron pick already?
Who's got an iron pick already?
I don't know. I'm going onto this island.
How do you get an iron pick that fast?
Alright, I'm claiming this tiny island off,
Ah, creeper!
And then here's-
I'm claiming the island.
This didn't go wrong at all.
Like, right here, I didn't even know that. There's like two right near spawn then.
Alright, so
I need
I'm
to...
the west island right
next
right
to the
I may or may not have forgot to do something extremely important. I'm just gonna do it now quickly.
Where are you doing? No, Koodle.
Something Koodle? That... I need to activate the data packs.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh,
no.
Oh yeah, that could help.
No help.
Oh, God.
Sure.
I don't want to die, but I'm like... 1.5 heart. So I kind of want to kill myself.
I need food. Oh no.
Oh no, why is it the data pack's working?
Oh no.
Trigger.
Alright,
Yo, oh, Poodle.
Mm-hmm.
You need to clear entities, there's loads of redstone behind where all the command stuff was.
At.
Alright.
Can I do that? Does that work? Redstone.
Probably.
Discord, dust.
But there's repeaters and everything.
Basically, no one pick up any of the stuff on the floor.
Probably.
Or you're banned. If you pick things up off the floor, you're banned forever.
Alright, I just claimed this island for.
Can anyone hear Big Moose in Discord?
Nope. Absolutely
nothing. I swear, there's like 15 people in the chat, but only 3 people are talking.
Yeah, exactly.
After the first few days, we were starting to get a lot of diamond gear and everything, so we were being pretty geared up, but the problem was with enchanting, because no one really had an effective XP farm set up. I think I was like the only one with an actual zombie spawner set up for at least a bit of XP. I used that to get a Fortune 3 pickaxe, but we really needed a more effective XP farm. As we all know, one of the best XP farms is the Enderman farm, But the Ender Dragon was not dead yet, so we couldn't really go to the end to build one. So as I just said, for some reason people really haven't gotten into killing the Ender Dragon. But I was one of the people who really needed an XP farm. And so I decided to take on the quest of killing the Ender Dragon myself. The problem here was that I actually never killed her before. No, not even in the previous versions of Minecraft, just never. I have never took on the Ender Dragon, at least not without being in creative or having someone's help. So I came up with a genius plan. I took a bed, a bunch of things which are necessary for the Ender Dragon fight. I went to the end portal, put down my bed, set my spawn point, put down a chest to put some things in, and then jumped into the end with just two water buckets and a sword to take down the crystals. As I was slowly taking down the crystals one by one, mostly getting exploded, even though I was using a bow for most of them, which weren't caged up, because I for some reason didn't actually realize that you could just stay under it and it wouldn't really hit you. Well, after the end crystals were done, I had to go actually kill the Ender Dragon. And that's where part two of my plan, which probably has been used before, but whatever, because it worked, comes into play. I took my other gear, which I had like an infinity bow and most of those things, and just went in and finished her off. And there we go, I killed the Ender Dragon about 2 days before anyone was actually planning on doing that. Literally right after I killed her, I took the opportunity and went end busting for a minute. I only took down like two cities before the end broke, which I will talk about in a bit, but I did get two elytras, so that's good. I later sold one for 30 diamonds. I also grabbed a few shulker boxes. Talking about the end breaking, we broke the end for some reason, because more people came in to end bust after they heard that the Ender Dragon was down, and the server started crashing. We didn't really know what was causing it first, but then we realized. One guy was trying to teleport to the other end using the gateway, but each time he threw an Ender Pearl into the gateway, the server crashed. So we tried to fix it with Koodle by replacing the end gate with a command block and things like that, but it didn't really help because even the middle portal was broken. This slowly somehow led to also the nether portals breaking and everything else. So after that, we just had to reset the end and the nether, erasing the Ender Dragon again just so no one can kill her. And in the nether, there was nothing important to be done. And thank God no one has actually built a base there, so it wasn't really that big of a problem that we had to delete it. We just had to resync all the portals. The problem with the end resetting is that I already had my Enderman farm set up. So, as I already said, my Enderman farm was going pretty well before the end broke. I had just built a simple one where you had to look at the Enderman on the spawning platform and they ran into a killing chamber, and used my iron sword to just go enchant some things. But before I could get to actually enchanting anything, the end broke and Koodle reset it without any real warning overnight. So we had a bit of an argument in the Discord. I mean, it was not really that bad. I just asked him to give me my things that I lost because of the Enderman farm, and he did give them to me. That's probably not considered an argument, but I couldn't come up with a better name. So as I got my things back, I decided to just go on and build an Endermite-powered Enderman farm straight off. So I built a basic living area on the bottom, built a big tunnel for the Endermen to fall in and take fall damage so they would be one hit kill, and then a small spawning platform at the top, which I am currently working on expanding. The Enderman farm didn't really have a bridge before, it was just elytra access, but I had to build that because I decided to sell access to the Enderman farm. So because no one really had any XP farms, it was a good idea to start selling weekly access to the Enderman farm. I decided to make the prices first week 1 diamond and then 2 diamonds per week. The whole package included the public enchanting area. The obvious part, which was the killing chamber for the Enderman to get the XP and Ender Pearls, and other upgrades which I will add later over time. In the meantime, there were things happening in the shopping district. The first shop was being established. This shop was focused on nether items. For example, netherrack, the new ores, and everything which came with the nether update. It was quite nice for a first shop. It was themed like the nether. It even had another tree on top of it, and things like that. It had also quite a lot of stock, so that was good. I even went and bought some. But other shops are yet to be established in the shopping district. So for next week, there will probably be a lot more shops coming. We will probably also have the Wither defeated by then, if anyone wants to do that. I'm not doing that this time. More bases being established, more XP farms being built, other commercial farms being built, and things like that. So see you next week. This podcast was produced entirely by me, Dovko. You can find me on most social media under that name, like YouTube, Twitter, and the others. The next episode is coming in exactly a week, so hopefully see you then. Thanks for listening. I should probably start actually scripting these podcasts because this was a bit chaotic.